to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address, where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. Have you ever been thirsty? I mean really, really, really thirsty? You've been out playing or hiking or even hanging out with your friends on a hot day, and suddenly you realize that your body is trying to tell you something. Hey, it seems to be saying, I need water here, and make it fast. I don't have all day. Here's a story about some men who had the same thing happen to them in a very serious way. After the story, I'll tell you why our bodies get very upset when we don't have enough of a certain liquid to drink. Listen. Years ago in North Africa, a wireless message arrived from the vast regions of the Sahara Desert. The missive was short and to the point. Over and over again, the signal rattled radio receivers in every police headquarters for miles around. Water, the single word call repeated. Water. French authorities suspected it might originate from three aviators who'd been missing for a number of days. They'd taken off on a long journey and never arrived at their destination. Everyone believed they were dead, swallowed whole by the endless expanse. Now, hope was renewed. A search was quickly organized. Men and machines fanned out across the sands. Aircraft groaned into the air. Communication links were established, and soon a steady stream of information flowed back and forth between headquarters and personnel, both on the ground and in the air. After scouring thousands of miles of dry, barren land, the missing plane was spotted. Once safely rescued, the thankful flyers told how, after much time and agonizing effort, they'd managed to get their wireless working. By then, they were suffering from such a delirious thirst that all they could signal was that one repeated word, water, water, water. There's a good reason why those men and we need so much water. While we think our bodies are made from muscles, bones, and skin, have you ever stopped to think about what our muscles, bones, and skin are made from? The answer may shock you. Our bodies and everything in them are made out of mostly water. Yep, good old H2O. Think of a big fat sponge sitting in your kitchen sink. Then grab that sponge and squeeze hard. Water pours out between your fingers and that sponge becomes just a small bundle of fiber in your hand. Well, you and I are filled with water just like that sponge. There's water in muscles, bones, skin, and everything else that makes us who we are. Every cell in our body needs water to do its work. Without water, there's no blood to pump, no digestive juices to digest our spaghetti, and even our brains begin to dry out, like what happened to those pilots in the story. We literally can't think straight. So when your body says, hey, I need water, give it some immediately. Don't wait. Oh, I need to tell you this. Soda pop and fruit juices don't help all that much. You need water. Water is so important to our health and happiness that Jesus even said his healing love is just like it. He told one woman, the water I give will become a spring of water flowing inside him. It will give eternal life, John 4:14. Isn't that beautiful? Why not ask Jesus to fill your heart with his love today? Then go and enjoy a big glass of water, too. Both will make your body happy and healthy.
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!